This is the Sakar Merli of the 21st of November 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you now have to become teachers and give everyone the mantra that disciplines the mind. This is the duty of all you children. Question. From which children does Baba not accept anything? Answer. Baba does not accept anything from those who are arrogant about how much they give or how much they can help. Baba says, I have the key in my hand. If I wish, I can make anyone poor and I can make anyone wealthy. This too is a secret in the drama. Those who are arrogant about their wealth will tomorrow become poor, whereas poor people who use every penny they have in a worthwhile way to help the Father's task will become wealthy. Om Shanti. You spiritual children, know that the Father has come to give us our inheritance of the new world. You children have the firm understanding that you will become pure to the extent that you remember the Father, to the extent that you become a good teacher, so you will claim a high status. The Father as the teacher teaches you how to teach. You then have to teach others. You definitely become teachers who teach others. But you cannot become anyone's guru. You can only become teachers. The guru is only the one Satguru who teaches you. The Satguru of everyone is one. He makes you into teachers. You teach everyone and show them the path of man above. The Father has given you the duty to remember him and also to become teachers. It is also the duty of those to whom you give the Father's introduction to remember the Father. As the teacher, he has to give you the knowledge of the world cycle. You definitely have to remember the Father. It is by having remembrance of the Father that your sins will be erased. You children know that you are sinful souls. This is why the Father tells everyone, consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father, and your sins will be erased. The Father alone is the purifier. He gives you the method. Sweet children, you souls have become impure, and due to this, your bodies have also become impure. At first you were pure, and you have now become impure. Baba now tells you a very easy way to make yourself pure from impure. He says, remember the Father and you will become pure. Whilst walking, sitting and moving around, remember the Father. Those people go to bathe in the Ganges. They remember the Ganges. They think that that is the purifier, and that by remembering it, they will become pure. However, the Father says, no one can become pure by doing that. How can anyone become pure with water? The Father says, I am the purifier. O children, renounce your bodies and all bodily religions. Remember me and become pure. And you will then once again reach your home, the land of liberation. You forgot your home for the whole cycle. Throughout the whole cycle, no one knows the Father. The Father himself only comes once and gives his introduction through this mouth. There is so much praise of this mouth. People speak of a galmukt, a cow's mouth. That cow is an animal, but this refers to a human being. You know that this one is the senior mother, through whom Shiv Baba adopts all of you. You have now started to say, Baba, Baba. The Father also says, your sins will be cut away through this pilgrimage of remembrance. Children remember their father. They all have the faces of their fathers imprinted on their hearts. You children know that just as you are souls, so too he is the Supreme Soul. There is no difference between his image and yours. The features, etc., of all the bodies are different, but all the souls are alike. As are you souls, so is the Father, the Supreme Soul. You children know that the Father resides in the Supreme Abode. We souls also reside in the Supreme Abode. There is no other difference between the Father's soul and we souls. He is a point, and we too are points. No one else has this knowledge. You are the only ones whom the Father tells. Others say so many things about the Father, that he is omnipresent, that he is in the pebbles and stones, etc. They all say whatever enters their minds. According to the Dharma plan, on the path of devotion, they forget the name, form, land, and time of the Father. You also forget these things. Souls forget their father. Children forget the father. And so what can they know? This means that they have become orphans. They don't even remember the Lord and Master. They don't even know the part of the Lord and Master. They even forget themselves. You now know very well that you truly did forget everything. Previously we were such deities, and we then became even worse than animals. The main thing is that we even forgot ourselves as being souls. Now, who could make us realize this? No human soul knows what he, that soul, is, or how he plays his whole part. We are all brothers. No one else has this knowledge. At this time, the whole world has become Tamopratan. They do not have any of this knowledge. You souls now have this knowledge, and your intellects understand that you have been defaming your father for so long. By defaming the father, you continued to distance yourself from him and continued to come down the ladder. According to the Dharma plan, the main thing is to remember the father. The father does not give you any other difficulty. You children simply have the difficulty of remembering the Father. Could the Father ever give any difficulty to his children? That would not be the law. The Father says, I do not give you any difficulty. When they ask questions, I tell them, why do you waste your time on those matters? Remember the Father. I have only come to take you back home. This is why you children have to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and become pure, that's all. I alone am the purifier Father. The Father shows you this method. Wherever you go, remember the Father. The Father has also explained the secrets of 84 births to you. You now have to check yourself to see to what extent you remember the Father. That's all. You must not think of anything else. To remember the Father is most easy. When a child grows a little, he automatically begins to remember his parents. You too should realize that you souls are the children of the Father. Why do you have to remember him? Because the sins you have accumulated can only be absolved by having this remembrance. This is why it is remembered that you can attain liberation in life in a second. Liberation in life depends on how you study, and liberation depends on your remembrance. To the extent that you remember the Father and pay attention to your studies, accordingly, you will claim a high-numbered status. You may continue to carry on with your business, etc. The Father does not forbid you to do that. Day and night, you remember the business, etc. that you do you not? So the Father now gives you this spiritual business to do. Consider yourselves to be souls, and remember me, and remember the cycle of your 84 births. Only by remembering me will you become Satipratthana. You understand that your costumes are now old, and that you are to receive new Satipratthana costumes. You have to keep the essence of this knowledge in your intellects. By doing this, you will experience a lot of benefit. Out of the many subjects you have in school, it is in English that you receive good marks, because English is the main language. Because it used to be their kingdom previously, it is used more. Even now, the people of Bharat are in debt to them. No matter how wealthy people are, they have it in their intellects that the heads of the government are in debt. This means that we people of Bharat are in debt. People would say, would they not, that they are in debt? You need to have this understanding. Since you are establishing a kingdom, you know that you are being liberated from all of those debts and are becoming solvent. Then, for half a cycle, you won't be in debt to anyone. The masters of the impure world are in debt. At present we are in debt, and also the masters of this impure world. People sing the praise of Bharat. Our Bharat is like this. You children know that you used to be very wealthy. You were princes and princesses. You remember that you were the masters of such a world. You have now become impure and totally in debt. The Father tells you the result of this game. What is the result? You children now remember how wealthy you were in the Golden Age. Who made you so wealthy? Children say, Baba, you made us so wealthy. Only the one Father can make you so wealthy. No one in the world knows these things. By speaking of hundreds of thousands of years, they have forgotten everything. They do not know anything. You now understand everything. We were multi-million times wealthy. We were very pure and happy. There were no lies or sin, etc. there. You have conquered the whole world. It is sung, Shiv Baba, no one else can give us what you give us. No one has the strength to give happiness for half a cycle. The father says, on the path of devotion too, you had a lot of happiness and an abundance of wealth. You had so many jewels and diamonds, which then went into the hands of those who came after you. You cannot even see those things anywhere now. You can see the difference. You were worthy of worship deities, and you then became worshippers. You were worthy of worship souls, and then worshippers. The father does not become a worshipper, but he does enter the world of worshippers. The father is ever worthy of worship. He never becomes a worshipper. His business is to make you worthy of worship from worshippers. And Ravan's business is to make you into worshippers. No one in the world knows this. You also forget it. The father explains every day. It is in the father's hands to make anyone wealthy or poor. The father says those who are wealthy now definitely have to become poor. They will definitely become poor. Such are their parts. They would never be able to stay here. Wealthy people have a lot of arrogance of being such and such and having this and that. In order to break their arrogance, Baba says, when they come to offer something to Baba, Baba would tell them that he has no need of it and to keep it with them. He will ask for it when he needs it, because he sees that it is of no use. They have their own arrogance, so whether to accept something or not is all in Baba's hands. What would the father do with money? He does not need it. These buildings are being built for you children. You come here to meet Baba, and you then have to go back. You cannot stay here all the time. Baba does not need money. He does not need armies or bombs, etc. You become the masters of the world. You are now on a battlefield. You do nothing but remember the Father. The Father has ordered you, remember me, and you will receive this much power. This religion of yours gives a lot of happiness. The Father is the Almighty Authority. You belong to Him. Everything depends on your pilgrimage of remembrance. Here you have to churn everything you hear, just as cows eat grass and then chew the cud. Their mouths keep working. Baba also tells you children to think a lot about the things of knowledge. What should we ask Baba? The father says, man above. Through this you will become Satyabhritan. Your aim and objective is in front of you. You know that you have to become full of all virtues and 16 celestial degrees full. You should automatically feel this inside you. You should not defame anyone or perform any sinful acts. You should not perform any wrong acts. Deities are number one. They claimed a high status by making effort. It is remembered of the deities that they belong to the supreme deity religion of non-violence. To kill someone is violence. The father explains to you, and so you children have to remain introverted and check yourselves to see what you have become. Do I remember Baba? For how long do I remember Baba? Your heart should be so attached to Baba that you never forget to remember him. The unlimited Father now says, "You souls are my children. You are my eternal children." The remembrance of those lovers and beloveds is of physical beings. They have a vision of one another, and it is as though they are in front of one another, and then the vision disappears. They eat, drink, and remember one another in that happiness. There is a lot of power in this remembrance of yours. You will continue to remember the One Father. You will then remember your future. You will have visions of destruction. As you progress further, you will frequently have visions of destruction. Then you will be able to tell others that destruction is to take place and to remember the Father. Baba renounced everything. Nothing should be remembered at the end. We are now going to our kingdom. You definitely have to go to the new world. You have to burn all your sins away with the power of yoga. A lot of effort is needed for this. You forget the Father again and again because these are very subtle things. The examples of the snake and the buzzing moth belong to this time. A buzzing moth performs wonders, but your wonders are greater than hers. Baba writes, "Continue to buzz knowledge, and they will eventually wake up. Where else can they go? They will continue to come to you. They will be added to you. Your name will be glorified. There are very few of you at present. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And you spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana. 1. You have to churn the ocean of knowledge a great deal. You have to continue to digest all that you have heard. Be introspective and check whether your heart is attached to the Father to such an extent that you never forget him. 2. Instead of wasting time asking questions, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and make yourself pure. Let there be no thoughts at the end, nothing except remembrance of the Father. Practice this from now on. Blessing. May you become a great soul by transforming your attitude with your vow of determination. The main thing for becoming great is purity. To observe the vow of purity in the form of a promise means to become a great soul. Any vow of determination transforms one's attitude. To observe the vow of purity means to make your attitude elevated. To observe a vow means to observe the precautions in a physical way and to have this thought, no. To observe a vow means to observe the precautions in a physical way, and to have this thought firmly in your mind. When you made a vow to become pure, you made your attitude one of souls being brothers, and you had the attitude of brotherhood. Brahmins with this attitude become great souls. Slogan: in order to stop wastage, put a button of determination on your lips. Om Shanti.